A year ago, Megan Signoli was at a turning point in her career. A fashion and portrait photographer, she says the work had started to feel a little tiresome.
I was doing a lot of photo campaigns and very bored with it, and I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do.
She took a little time off, traveled, and when she got back, a friend told her about Vine. She started playing around with the app, moving around flowers and paper cutouts to make little stop-motion movies. 2 weeks later, ad agencies and companies started calling.
BBDO reached out and asked me to do the Lowe's campaign. And then the next day, Puma reached out. And the day after, eBay reached out.
Less than a year later, Signoli has worked with more than 60 big-name brands. Her business is going so well, she's brought on several full and part-time employees.
We spend at least 5 days a week shooting Vines, if not seven.
Musician Nicholas Megalis is making a full-time living off Vine, too. If you've been on the internet in the last year, chances are you've heard his song, Gummy Money.
Yo, my name is Nicholas, and this is ridiculous. Got mad gummy money, and it is deliciousness.
What you just heard is the whole Vine, all 6 seconds of it. You see a close-up of the singer's face, then he raises a wallet full of gummy worms up to the camera. It's goofy and very catchy. 2.1 million people have liked that Vine. People like Jeff Stevens, fan engagement specialist at Comedy Central.
Nicholas is great. I know that MTV worked with him. He live Vine the red carpet.
Stevens manages all the social media for Comedy Central. He's hiring people from the Vine community to create videos for specials and new programs, like the show Broad City, which debuted this week. He says superviners like Megan and Nicholas appeal to brands because they understand millennials and have the fresh ideas to reach them.
There's something that happens behind the camera that a lot of big brands don't know how to do or don't want to screw it up and make it look sloppy.
Companies won't say exactly how much they're paying for a Vine, but Viners say it can be well into the thousands and even as much as $10,000 or more. Not bad for a six-second video. Companies are offering enough money to videographers that a sort of micro-economy has developed, complete with its very own middleman. Jerome Jarre is co-founder of Grape Story, a company that helps brands connect with about 20 of the top vinographers.
Right now we are signing year-long campaigns for 2014.
With more than 4 million followers, Jarre himself is one of the most popular people on Vine. He's been on the platform since day one, where he's been a trendsetter and a trend observer. He expects more companies and celebrities will join Vine in the coming year in order to reach the tweens and teens who are the site's biggest users.
I think any industry will figure out a way to communicate in 6 seconds. And we'll have to, because all the new generation is thinking in 6 seconds now.
Just as the quick and instant connection with potential customers on Vine appeals to brands, the immediacy of the video sharing app is a boon for people like Megan Signoli, who make their living from Vine. In her former life as a fashion photographer, a single project might take 6 months. Now, she says, if a company contacts her on a Tuesday, she can make the Vine on a Wednesday and see it posted on Thursday.
A major like movie, Picture House, came last night and they were like, we need a video tomorrow. That video will be done by tomorrow and it will be up by Friday, and then that's it. That's the entire job. So that turnaround is really, really great.
So as advertisers figure out how to use Vine to promote products, they're creating a whole new mini industry where creative people are making videos and money along the way. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.